Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It has been a long time coming. We've had this Let's Talk About It scheduled, it seems like, for years. But joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Annie Keffler and Kelly Connolly with A Moment of Freedom. And Kelly and Annie, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking time. Super exciting, and what a fantastic day to be joining us. Lots of great news to share, the first of which we'll get to coming up. First classes tonight. It has been, it seems like it's been going on longer than we've had this Let's Talk About It scheduled, Annie, but let's talk about what A Moment of Freedom is and what you guys are doing and the whole idea behind it.
We are, I kind of feel like a broken record saying this. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization working with individuals with special needs and utilizing the therapeutic benefits that horses can provide. We provide equine assisted activities and adaptive riding.
It's awesome. And Kelly, you're a key in that as well. You've been doing a lot of training and getting prepared for this moment as well, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm the program director, and I will be the one that will be giving the lessons. I've gone through certification beginning of May for a week. I was up going through certification and learning and kind of stepping out of my box, but I loved every minute of it, and I'm looking forward to bringing that information into the lessons that that are going to be starting tonight.
Oh, and again, that's another key thing that we wanted to talk about. Lessons starting tonight, and Annie, it has been, for lack of a better word, a journey for you guys.
Oh, yes. We've had our emotional ups and downs. Mm-hmm. It's been 6 years in the making, and we have a lot of parents and riders that are excited. We actually have a waiting list. Some of our parents I've had to talk to. I've had to actually tell them that we're probably going to have to wait until next year. But you know what? They're excited that we're here, we're up and running, and they're more than willing to wait. So we've had a lot of community support. The little community of Buchanan, I've been told, is super proud of having something like this in the community. Yeah. Carrington is becoming more aware of us. Jamestown has been phenomenal. We are having more and more people just stepping up and wanting to take part in what we're doing.
With the riders that we have, we're filling a need. There have been a couple that have been traveling 100 plus miles one way to get these riding yep. lessons at different facilities. And now we're able to offer that much, much closer to home.
And just to hit on that briefly to Kelly or Annie, whoever wants to field the question, there's so many benefits to, I mean, we could talk about that in itself, the benefits of this equine therapy program. But it really, we want people to learn more about this as well. And first class happening tonight is big. But can you kind of hit on a little bit of some of those things that people do this therapy for and what it's used for?
Kelly, you can go ahead and I can explain my perception too.
Yeah, as far as the riding portion of things, there's muscles that you never knew that you had. Even myself, who have ridden for years, if I ride for a long time, I will feel muscles sore. It's muscles that may not have been worked. So that will help the riders with muscles that they may not be able to use because they may be wheelchair bound. Hmm. It also helps with verbal skills because there's certain phrases you have to say, whoa, to get your horse to stop, and walk on to get them to go. And they're going to want to do these things. They're going to want to get walking. They're going to learn certain phrases to get things going.
And I have always said, just from my experience being down at Spurs a couple summers in a row, I have watched individuals who were kind of in their, I guess you could say, their shell. And all of a sudden, they started communicating. They started asking the sidewalkers questions. They're very intrigued by their horse, the color of their horse. Mm-hmm. You're getting them, like Kelly said, more vocal. They're talking, they're speaking, they're coming out of their shell. And then you have individuals who are very active, and all of a sudden, they just calm down. It's spectacular to be a part of, and it's something that you have to experience. So what's really cool about this is Kelly and I get to now share our experiences and stories with the volunteers because they get to do this now. They get to share this and feel this with our riders and the horses that carry them.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And what's so great about it is now it's right here in our backyard. Yep. It's right here now. Kelly said traveling these hundreds of miles just one way to get to this program. And with a waiting list, you know it's something that people are on board with. They want to try out. So again, Annie Keffler, Kelly Conley joining us on Let's Talk About It. First class is happening tonight. Again, a long time coming, as we said. And to make this possible, Kelly and Annie, it's taken donations. It's taken support.
Yes.
And you guys have a huge fundraiser, the first of which was held last year, but you have another one coming up. It's the second annual Barn Dance on the 24th.
Yes. Last year we had it at the Boondocks, and this year we are having it at the Beer Gardens at the Stetson County Fairgrounds. We've already sold a majority of our raffle tickets, which basically is where our money came from last year, from the Barn Dance. Table sponsorships, we started selling them in November. We sold out a majority of those by, I believe it was mid-April, and wow. We actually are having businesses, from what Kelly has told me and another fundraising committee member, there is two businesses that want to step forward and buy two more, and we're willing to offer that because it helps, obviously, with the costs of the fundraiser. But we've already almost matched what we raised last year, and this is not a cheap business to operate. I mean, anybody who out there who owns horses understands that this is not it's an expense. Yes. To operate a business like this.
Coming up on August 24th, and what I remember with the first one, too, it gets super emotional because it has been this journey and what it's doing for this area and what it's doing for these individuals. They're seeing this firsthand, what it does, and they know it's going to go towards such a great cause. And are tickets still available right now? Any people can get tickets for this event, right?
Yes. Dinner tickets are available at Dr. Don's Pet Stop, Country Acres Veterinary Clinic, Southwood Veterinary Clinic. You can also message us on Facebook or email us at amomentoffreedom@outlook.com. Or they can give me a call at 320-3543, or they can give Kelly a call as well, and I will let her throw out her cell phone number.
My number is 320-1603.
Perfect. And of course, feel free to use those ways, those means of conversation and connection to ask you about the program,
yes,
too, and find out other ways they can help. If they can't make it to the Barn Dance on the 24th, there's numerous other ways they can help you guys.
And
out.
We need to throw out, too, because there was a bit of a confusion last year. If you don't get a dinner ticket, we are limited with dinner tickets. You still can come to the dance, and the doors open to the dance at 7:30 for $10 per person.
Excellent. Very good.
And we've got great silent auction items as well. We've got a couple of big ticket awesome items that you do not want to miss out on.
Perfect. So get your dancing shoes on. Help out a Moment of Freedom, and again, celebrate them. If you see them around today, congratulate them on their first courses going on August 1st, and help them out in any way possible. Kelly or Annie, anything else you guys want to throw out there about a Moment of Freedom or the work that it's taken to get to this point, or just breathe a sigh of relief right now that we're kind of at this point now?
I can't stop smiling.
I've gotten goosebumps talking about this again, so it's been great.
It's fantastic. So learn more about A Moment of Freedom. Get tickets. Help them out with their upcoming Barn Dance on the 24th. Annie and Kelly, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.